Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hey, Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking I might cook some of those...
Oh, we had those last night. Why don't we ever have...
That's too expensive, dearie, but I have got some nice...
Oh, no. I had that for lunch, kiddo, and it gave me an awful...
Well, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you drink a glass of...
That's a good idea. I'll take some Alka-Seltzer right now.
Yes, for upset stomach, for headache, for general achiness. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer. When you drop Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, they fizz. And that action in the glass is important to you. It changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid that's better for you. Because a liquid is so much more natural and easy for your system to absorb. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
A very annoying thing has been happening at 79 Wistful Vista this morning. Mr. McGee is sitting in the living room, and every so often...
Oh, not again. McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Hello. 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 Dad, rat that confounded thing anyhow. That's the third time today that cockeyed thing rang, and every time I... Come in, come in. Oh, it's you, Fatso. Hi.
Well, good morning, Merry Sunshine. What's the matter with you? Somebody break the string on your yo-yo?
No, I don't know what it is, Doc, but there's something funny going on around here today.
Isn't there always? That's why I love to drop in here on my way to the hospital, Wrinkle Dome. Picks up my whole day and gives me such amusing stories to cheer up my patients with. Where's Molly? Upstairs?
No, she went shopping. And look, Doc, I'm serious. Hmm? Something very peculiar going on. Three times this morning that phone has rang, but when I pick it up, nobody answers. They hang up.
It's probably somebody with the wrong number. It's always embarrassing to admit it. They just hang up.
Oh,
they...
no. Three times in less than an hour, it ain't a wrong number. No, sir. Somebody's up to something, and I wish I knew what.
Oh, you've been reading too many cheap mysteries lately. Relax and forget
the
phone.
Hey, that's right. I never thought of that.
Huh?
That's exactly the way the killer operated in that last Hemingway Savage story, remember? The kindergarten killer case?
Oh.
Where the midget mobster enrolled in kindergarten as a six-year-old and stabbed the teacher with a poison slate pencil, and nobody suspected him till Hemingway Savage caught him shaving?
I didn't read it, lucky me.
Anyway, that's exactly how the killer operated, Doc. Kept phoning the victim's house to see if the victim was home so he wouldn't drive all the way over there to kill him for nothing, see?
Very efficient.
Somebody wants to know if I'm here. But why?
Maybe it's just somebody who wants to stab you with a poison slate pencil.
Fine lot of help you are, you big septic.
Well, I think you're being ridiculous, as usual, making a federal case out of a couple of phone calls. Great Scott, if the darn thing gets you that upset, get out of the house. Take a walk.
Now, that's a brilliant suggestion, you big lardhead. I told you Molly's downtown shopping. If I leave, who'll answer the phone?
I'm sorry, I didn't think of that.
I was planning to spend the morning out in the garage working with my chemical set, but the phone keeps ringing so much I haven't had a chance to... Now, there it goes again. Look, I got an idea. This time you answer, George.
What?
And here's what you do. You say, hello, Dr. George Gamble's office. My nurse is out, and this is him speaking.
What? Why should I answer it?
And whoever it is, they'll think they got a wrong number and apologize, and maybe you'll recognize their voice. You know a lot of people around this town.
Well, I don't...
Go on, do it for me, George. Dr. George Gamble's office. My nurse is out, and this is him speaking.
Oh, all right. Hello, Dr. George Gamble's office. My nurse is out, and this is him speaking. How's that?
Who is it?
No, I'm afraid you got the wrong number.
Who is it? Find out who is it.
Shh. Well, yes, I'll be glad to. Who? Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham.
That's who it is, McGee.
Huh?
I got it. First guess, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Well, let me talk to him. Don't keep... Abraham Lincoln? What the heck are
it's
you
the radio station, WVIS. Telephone quiz. He wants to know what president has the initials A.L.
What? You mean to say that...
Hello? Yeah, that's right. George Gamble, M.D. Just send the $10 down to my office, 14th and Oak. Yes, I am lucky. It's a good thing a friend of mine insisted I answer this call. He's standing here right now, kind of speechless about my good fortune. I'm glad you did dial the wrong number, because I never would have...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
That's right, Les, and it's been going on all morning.
Every 15 minutes or so, huh?
Well, I haven't timed it, but that's about it. Every time I pick up the phone and say, "Hello, Fibber McGee speaking," he hangs up. Somebody's trying to get past me and talk to Molly. Oh, there it goes again. I got a little angle this time, and, well, you'll see. Hello? 7-9 Whistler, this, number one boy Sam speaking for Missy Molly McGee. Husband, no home, he Cali Sickle message, very dependable. Hello, hello.
Didn't fool him, huh?
No. Imagine him seeing right through that disguise and just like that. I tell you, Les, whoever this guy is, he's clever. He's diabolic.
Or maybe he's Chinese.
What's he after? Why don't he talk to me? Why just Molly?
Well,
You're darn right. Because he knows in me he'll meet his match, that's why. He's looking for an easy mark. Whatever it is he's after, he figures he can talk Molly out of it faster than me. But what could it be?
Well,
No, that ain't it. I thought of that too, boy. But we only got a few bucks in the bank, and that sugar bowl is as empty as a barber shop in Baldwin. No, it's something else. But what can it be?
Well,
Hey, now you're talking. I think you got it, Les. That's it.
It is?
Sure.
Well, by golly, I'm sure glad we got that settled. Anytime you're stuck like that, why,
no,
you just...
No, that can't be it.
If I can be any more help to you, Mr. McGee, you just call on me. I'm going home and lie down a while. I feel kind of like I did the day I fell down in the revolving door, and maybe...
Now, let me see. I gotta figure out some way so the next time that phone rings, I can get whoever it is to say something so I can recognize the voice. Doggone it, I wish that sneaky whoever it is would phone again, because this time I'm going to rouse his curiosity. I'm going to make him talk. So I can... Aha!
Hello, Lassie. Hey, did I leave my scarf there? I can't seem to find it.
It's you.
Yeah. Anything new on the telephone mystery, otherwise known as the little man who wasn't there, Caper?
No, not a dad-ratted thing. It's rung twice since you left, Doc. Always the same thing. Heavy breathing at the other end and a click when I answer. I don't know if I ought to call the cops or...
Grocery boy!
Oh, there's the old-timer, Doc. Hey, I got an idea. Hang up, Doc. That guy's probably trying to reach Molly right now, and by using the old-timer, I think I can find out what we want to know.
How?
I haven't time to explain. Goodbye.
Oh, there you are, Johnny. Brung your order, put it in the kitchen.
Good. Look, old-timer, I'm expecting a phone call any minute now, and I'd like you to do me a favor.
You want me to leave now and not listen in like I usually do, huh? Well, it's against us delivery boys' union rules. We're supposed to monitor all calls and repeat them to the next party on our route.
See? Now, look, I...
That's in Article 14, page 6, footnote B. But for an old friend like you who never has anything interesting to say anyhow...
Will you quit clowning in a minute? This is serious. Uh-oh. Now, there it goes. Now, look. I got no time to go into details.
Huh?
Just pick up that phone and say what I tell you, will you?
Right.
Now, wait. Now, listen carefully. I want you to say, hello, Mrs. McGee is hanging up clothes out in the yard, and this is the grocery boy. Any messages? You got that?
Got it. Yeah. Hand me the phone, son.
Good.
Hello, Mrs. McGee is hanging out in the yard. This is the messenger boy. Any groceries?
No, for the love
of... Hush, Johnny, I can't hear the party. Hello. Oh, sure. Yeah, he's here. Sure, I'll tell him. Yeah, I got it. Bye.
Who was it? Who was it?
That, Johnny, was the party who's been calling you every 15 minutes.
Who?
She says thanks for staying home, being a good boy, and keeping out of mischief while she was downtown shopping.
What?
Said she's sorry she had to keep checking up on you every 15 minutes, but when she leaves you home alone, she gets nervous.
What? You mean...
Said she's bringing you some chocolate eclairs to make up for it, and she'll be right home. Hand the message over and out. Roger, where you going?
Upstairs to get my junior G-man badge. I'm going to turn it in. I quit.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
All of us know that eating too much or eating too fast can bring on an upset stomach. We all know it. But being human, sometimes we find the food just too good or we're in too much of a hurry. And then later on comes that queasy, uncomfortable feeling of indigestion. That's when you should try Alka-Seltzer. The next time you have heartburn or upset stomach, fix a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. You'll see what I mean when you drink it. You'll see how gently and effectively Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your unsettled stomach and relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. You'll discover Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take, too. It leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. And when that wonderful relief comes, you'll say you never tried anything so comforting for acid indigestion as Alka-Seltzer. All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
Be angry with me, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Really, I am, McGee. Don't look at me like that, please. I just... Well, I love you, and when I started downtown this morning and you got your chemical set out and said you had an idea for a new type of dynamite shaped like a baseball so you can stand back and throw it at stumps, I... Well, you panicked me with that stuff. Please, McGee, say something, won't you?
Any more eclairs?
Oh, plenty. I bought a dozen. Here, help yourself. That's it. Now you feel better?
Yeah. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The old-timer is Bill Thompson. Dr. Gamble is Arthur Q. Bryan. And Les Nelson is Robert Easton. This is John Wall bidding you all goodbye.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.